The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 8:05. You know, there's a major websites have gone down worldwide. Massive internet outage. Websites and apps around the world go dark. We'll keep you posted on that. Frankly, I'm surprised we're still on the air, you know, but apparently, I don't know what's going on. Here we go again. Is a hack in play. We'll follow that story, but we want to go to Russ Salzberg right now. He's our friend, a great guy, and a longtime New York sports commentator, host of the Get a Load of This podcast. And we wanted to talk to Russ about the Jim Fossil. Russ, thanks for joining us, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Big Joe. How are you and everybody there at The Answer doing, okay?
We're doing great. It's nonstop action, you know, Russ, and we're here, and we're rocking, and we're going. And then when you see, like, Al, nothing bothers Al. He was upset to hear about the death of Jim Fossil. You knew Jim. Tell us about that. And he was a decent, decent man. Yes, Russ?
Yeah, you know, listen, in our business, it's a crazy business because, and you know, Al could attest to this, you have friends, and then friends lose jobs, and other friends get hired to replace those friends. And it happens all the time, but, you know, it's the nature of the beast. But, you know, listen, Jim took the Giants to a Super Bowl. Yeah. He had a good run with the Giants. Listen, I didn't know anything about it. How did I find out this morning? Your producer, your A-plus guy, Joe Sebilia there, I get a text when I wake up this morning, you want to come on with Joe and talk about Jim Fossil? I said, what? I look on the internet and Jim Fossil passes away. And, you know, Joe, no joke intended here, but 71 years old from a heart attack, you know, that's in our ballpark. So it kind of touches close to home. It really does. And I was kind of like shocked because
I know, but you're like I am. Yeah, and I mean to say, and our hearts go out to the Fossil family. But we're hypochondriacs, examined constantly. Did he have a heart problem? Was there something that led to this?
I don't know. And do me a favor. I love you to death, mind you. We shouldn't be talking about death because we're talking about death. But don't put me in a hypochondriac class. I'm a bit of a health nut. You're a hypochondriac. There's a distinct difference, my friend. Okay? Having said that, you know, but you look at a guy like Jim, to me, you know, you're always in shape. You know, he always, you know, I mean, I hadn't seen him in years, but it was a guy that, to me, was always in shape. And then you hear guy just dies of a heart attack. I was having chest pains. They took him to the hospital. Then he passed under sedation. So I don't know. Everybody, it's easy to speculate what was wrong, what was this or that. But, you know, he had a good run with the Giants. It was
did he work after that, Russ?
I'm not going to hide it. It's been kind of strange because he never got another shot.
Yeah, that's wild,
he might have gotten close once or twice. He was supposed to be close once with the Washington Redskins. He never got another shot to be a head coach in the NFL, and that's – I don't want to say it's a dark secret out there, but everybody was always wondering. There were whispers about personal stuff off the field, extramarital stuff. There was, you know, was he too tough or couldn't get along with people with the team? You know, in this world, and it's not just in the sports world, it's in the TV world, it's in the business world, somebody puts a label on you and
I wouldn't know anything about that, Russ. I wouldn't know.
But what I'm saying is a label gets put on you, and you don't know why. Because to me, it always struck me, how does a guy who had that good of credentials not get another shot to be a head coach in the National Football League.
Amen. It's so, so true. But it's such a shame, and, you know, our hearts go out. Hey, so what's going on?
You know what I remember? The first thing that came to my mind when I heard about it was 9/11, because he, like so many other guys in our city, from Bobby Valentine at the time with the Mets, to Joe Torre with the Yankees, was a tower of strength going down, helping, you know, talking to the workers down at 9/11. But if you recall, Joe, the Giants played on Monday night, September 10th, in Denver, and a game that they flew back from on the Monday night game. Yeah. And when they flew into Newark, the plane that was next to them was United Flight 93, which hours later would go down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh my.
So that's kind of as I'm talking to you, Joe, I got goosebumps talking about it.
Yeah,
and I remember, I remember the aftermath of 9/11, and you know, having to go to the Giant Stadium when they were at that time still practicing outside, and they didn't play the following week, but you know, you still got to do your job, and there's Jim trying to coach the guys up, and the smoke was still bellowing in the background that we could see from Giants, you know, the Giants facility. So those, you know, it's a sad day for me, because I knew the guy, always liked him, always got along great with him. You know, people forget he was the guy who took he was the head coach, Sean Payton, who's been the head coach and a Super Bowl winning coach with the New Orleans Saints. He took the play calling duties away from Sean Payton, and they went on to win a Super Bowl. Not win a Super Bowl, play in a Super Bowl. They got hammered by the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's look, when you lose somebody.
Way aside and way out of left field, Tony Siragusa, how's he doing? Have you seen the goose around at all? He's a Jersey guy.
I haven't
Remember
seen
with the
goose.
Ravens?
And I'll tell you, when you say, have you seen the goose around? He hasn't been around because he's a hard guy to miss, if you know what I mean.
I know. Ivan, do you do golf tournaments? Then do you play golf for us? I got to ask. Do you play?
Joe? I used to play religiously, almost to the point of being addicted. And you know what?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I was a member of a club.
I remember I'd see you at all the tournaments, man. We'd see each other all over. Remember Yogi's?
Yogi's was religious. Yogi, rest in peace. That was the best one.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing with those, it's you know why I don't play as much anymore, since you ask? At this stage in my life, I'm not willing to donate to give up 5 hours of my day to play golf.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. You gotta then you gotta play, and then you gotta unwind, then you gotta eat.
And you know, Russ, changing.
What time is it now? I'm looking at the clock. It's 8:12. I already did my 6 miles in the morning, and I'm talking to you.
Oh, look at you! And you know, changing in the locker room. What my favorite thing to do? Oh my God, I can't stand that. You know, I don't understand the whole golf thing. I can't do it anymore. I show up now. I schmooze at the dinner afterwards. I go do that. How isn't that good?
Wait a minute. What's wrong with changing the locker room? Should you change it the first hole? What's wrong with changing in the locker room?
Please. I don't need to be there. I'll tell you, the whole thing is like crazy like that. But you and I I remember I played with Yogi one. We would always go with Yogi. And Yogi and I were very close friends. And then I remember I came in late once, and it was raining, and everybody was walking the course. And I said, I'm not walking the course. So I drove around, and I left tracks all over that course. What's the course? It's the Montclair Country Club? Is that where we used to go?
Montclair Country Club. It was Yogi's, home away from home.
He never missed a trick. The late, great Yogi Berra. I came in at the end of the day to do the dinner with everybody and do the awards and everything. And I go, Yogi, how are you? He goes, I heard you ripped up my course real good.
That That's Yogi. You know what? I could see him saying that now, too. But hey, listen, I'm not blowing smoke at you, but you used to do a great job emceeing those
Remember those
dinners.
Days, huh? I miss Yogi so much. And
You know what, Joe? Think about how the times have changed with economy or what have you. Because think about it. I used to probably play. They used to have these charity celebrity tournaments every Monday. And I'll bet you, I played in a tournament like damn near every Monday throughout the summer.
Yeah. I remember that. Hey, Russ, before we let you go, help me out here. I feel guilty. So this is what happened. So I get invited to the Yankee game. See, I got twice this year it happened. Now, as I said, after Major League Baseball pulled out of Atlanta, and I thought that was so wrong, and they hurt so many businesses in Atlanta, and I said, now I'm not going to have anything to do with baseball. And then somebody called and said, and I said, well, where are the tickets? They go, well, we have a suite. I go, Okay, well, I'll show up. That's how I show up once, and then again it happened, you know? My buddy Bill O'Reilly calls, and we go. He goes, Joe, I got tickets, and we're going to go. And I know O'Reilly is usually – remember we would go with Mitchell? Remember Mitchell? We'd go with Mitchell Moldell. We know, and Mitchell would – who was in front of us? O'Reilly was in front of us. He had that great – so, of course, I say yes. I feel guilty. I feel guilty like I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite. I should I like, protest against Major League Baseball? But I love the Yankees.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
First of all, it's funny. The last time we talked, you know, you were quick to bring up the Yankees because they were playing so well. Yeah. Right now, I don't hear nothing about your Yankees.
I know.
You know why? Because they're like Lou Cabrazzi. They sleep with the fish right now.
Oh, man.
No, but you want to know what's wrong with baseball? Just about everything. I could agree with you more about what happened with Atlanta and all that, but you want to know something? Guys have forgotten how to play. And I'm not just talking about the Yankees. I'm talking about throughout baseball. You know what? There's no longer power hitters. They're feast or famine hitters. Either they hit home runs or they strike out.
Yeah.
The strikeouts are off the charts now. You have already in baseball, and this was by the middle of May, there were 6 no-hitters pitched in baseball. Never before were there ever more than 7 no-hitters pitched in 1 year. Why? Because players don't know how to hit. They talk about launch angles and exit velocities. Who gives a crap how fast the ball goes out as long as it goes out? I'm telling you, guys can't bunt. They don't know how to hit to the opposite field. They don't know how to move runners over. They don't think. They got their heads up their keisters.
It's a chess game. Baseball is a chess game, and your point is so well taken. Hey, Russ, I love you, man, and all the very, very best to you and yours, and we'll see you soon out there. We can get out now. We can go out for crying out loud.
So tell me the truth, Mr. Hypochondriac. Have you been to restaurants yet?
That's a good question. No, I'm going to Michael's of Brooklyn. I'll be at Michael's of Brooklyn. We're all going to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. So I will be going out. But I have been going out on the road. We're going out. We're doing personal appearances, and they're booking it now. And I find myself, when I go out, I'm good and I'm okay. When I go into church, I went into church the other day, and I said, let me go in. No one was masked up, and I paused for a moment out of instinct. Is that wild? It's like, you know, you're just kind of scared, you know, to go in. But I went in anyway. Made the sign of the cross. I figure I'm covered. You know what I'm saying, Russ? You know?
Well, good. As long as you made the sign of the cross, you're good to go.
I know. You know what I mean? No, but I will not put my hands in the holy water because, of course, that will have germs in it, and I do not do that. Hey, Russ, we love you, man, and thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Remember, love you too, buddy. Always the best, pal. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Russell Salzberg right there. Jim Fossil passing away, and may his soul rest in peace. Heart attack in Vegas. Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, I got a call. Let me get Matthew's been waiting. Let me grab Matthew, guys, if I may. Hi, Matthew. How are you this morning? What's on your mind?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for speaking the truth. There's good news. There's pushback has begun on this hateful child abusive critical race theory that teaches children to hate themselves, hate others, hate our country, and hate our police. Joe, parents are speaking out at school board meetings against this garbage, like the mother from New York on One America News yesterday, and half the country state legislatures, which are Republican, by the way, are in the process of canceling this hateful critical race theory. And last point, thank you. Mm-hmm. By the way, every Democrat city that's criticized the police and, as they say, as Biden says, redirected money, They don't want to use the term defund the police. They have seen crime rates, murders, robberies, rapes, yep. assaults go through yep. the roof. I wonder why, like yep. de Blasio, Cuomo in New York, and Lightfoot in Chicago. Thank you, Joe.
All right, Matthew. Thank you, brother. You're right. You're right. And you're right. Joe on the radio, Dr. Ben Dworkin is going to join us. We're going to talk about the primaries in Jersey. Howie Mandel coming up this hour. Oh, yeah. Howie Mandel. Mike Gallagher will check in as well. And Robert Auth, Assembly Robert Auth, Ken Cuccinelli, and Louis Anderson on the show as well. Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe. We're going to take a ride to the LIE eastbound at Little Neck Parkway. An accident there just clear, but it's still busy. Sagda Coast north at the Northern State. Watch for a collision there as well. It's still busy on the FDR Drive north at Houston Street with a crash. Then on the FDR Drive north in the 50s, a two-car accident as well. Throgs Neck Bridge busy into Queens with ongoing road work. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that stall truck still there, leaking fuel out by the tolls. So watch for a delay here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel of at least 30 minutes. Holland 35, GWB 20 to the upper and lower levels. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly on the Garden State Parkway South exit 135. It's a car fire. And watch for delays southbound throughways. You head from 14A getting down toward 11 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 684 South getting down toward exit 8 in Croton Falls. A collision on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today. Hot. High of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie Du. We love you. We love you. We love you. I love you, too. I'm going to tell you about Relief Factor again because you got to order it, and I know you hear me, and you say, okay, oh, yeah, Joe, does that really work? I'm telling you, it really works. And you can see me, when I talk about Relief Factor on TV or I talk about it on the radio, if you go to ReliefFactor.com, you order the three-week quick start, your pain, for me, I have to speak for myself because I can't say it will cure your pain. I can't say that as a clinical claim, but I will tell you what worked for me and what worked for tens of thousands of others is that this three-week quick start, you know what? You can be 100% pain-free with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. It attacks the inflammation. Your pain goes away slowly. Before you know it, you're out of pain. And then you got to second guess yourself. You're walking better. You're up and down the stairs better. You're getting out of the chair easier. You're running around doing things you didn't think you would do. And you go, whoa, wait, look, I'm out of pain. Will you try, please, the three-week quick start? Let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. You hear me tell you about this over and over again. I'm asking you, please. I'm asking you to go to ReliefFactor.com. It's ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call 800-500-8384.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is excited for the future.
People shelling out their hard-earned money and going to a movie to enjoy life again. Life is coming back. Summer camps are coming back. It truly does feel like America is emerging from the abyss. God is good, and this country is coming back.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You know, I'm glad Russ didn't talk about divorce. He always says, Joe, how you doing with your wives? You know, so I had a couple marriages, okay? And beautiful gals blessed me with beautiful children by the grace of God, I'll tell you what. But you go through the divorce and you say, oh, gosh, and you feel bad and you don't want to go through the divorce, you know? And then you go to the courts in New York and New Jersey particularly. You get slammed. If you are the money earner, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, by the way. It really is. They are. That's the only place they're fair at. In the family courts in New York, New Jersey, if you make the money, you are paying through the nose. But you know what, Your Honor, I may not make the money next year. I may have a bad year. You're paying through the nose. I could write a book on this. Then I meet Tanya Helfand. Shout out to our great sales gal, Joyce, you know. Joyce says, meet Tanya. We have dinner with Tanya. What a great gal. Certified matrimonial attorney in New York and New Jersey, 29 years of experience. Tanya's expertise includes family law, which entails custody, alimony, child support, a deja vu all over again, as well as complex financial cases and so much more. But Tanya's great. When I talked to her, I said, where were you when I got divorced? I wish I had Tanya by my side. So if you're going through divorce, you don't want to, and hopefully you won't, and you'll work everything out. But if you do, you want to go to Helfand Associates. They represent both men and women in family law matters and settle 99% of the cases. But they're prepared to go to trial and fight for you if they have to. Can I give you the number, please? 973-428-0800. I worry about you. I love you being part of the radio family. If you're going through a divorce, it's a horrible, horrible situation. But you want to protect yourself and your legacy. 973-428-0800. Schedule a free, yes, I said free consultation. Or email Tanya at TanyaHelfand.com. TanyaHelfand.com. Divorce is not the end of a family, Tanya always says. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life. And be sure to tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Tanya's new show right here on AM 970. The answer is with Tanya Helfand of Helfand and Associates. Sundays, 5 p.m. AM 970. The answer.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Radio. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. And we have a trivia. But everybody knows. What's the National Hockey League team that plays at the Prudential Center? Everybody. Joe, did you not know that? Joe,
no, really? No, I did not know that.
You still don't know that?
No.
You don't know.
I'm going to find out. I'm on pins and needles.
I can tell. Of course, it's the New Jersey Devils, the iconic.
Oh, yes, I know them. Yeah. I've heard of
and
them.
And who won? The Joey, who won, please?
E. Frank from Astoria.
E. Frank, thank you. E. Frank, you've been holding and you won. It's the Devils. Do a great job at the Prue Center, by the way. Prue Center is beautiful. We're so proud of the Prue Center in Newark, and we're so proud of the New Jersey Devils. This is a classic, classic, iconic team. Hey, Joe on the radio, can I go to Dr. Ben, guys, if I may? Dr. Ben Dworkin, founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy, Citizenship, as well at Rowan University. Ben, welcome back to the show, doctor. Great to have you with us.
Always good to be with you, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Ben, help me out. So I'm an independent now. I left them all. I've had it with both parties. Doctor, it's been ridiculous. So now in New Jersey, you could register as not affiliated with any political party. And that's what I am. That means I can't vote in this primary today, right?
No. It means that you can vote in the primary because we allow registered voters to show up at a poll and declare for a party. On that day. So actually, as long as you're registered, which you are, you can actually go and vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary today.
I did that, though. Ben, stay with me, please. So I went there, and when Kim Gudana was running, I wanted to vote for Kim because she was a great gal. She's a great gal, you know. So I go, okay, I'll vote for Kim. And I had it, well, you can, just to your point. They said you have to register as a Republican. And I was a lifelong Democrat, man. You know what I mean? So I registered as a Republican to vote for Kim, to vote for Donald Trump. Hello. Now I said, I'm so disappointed with everybody. I just don't boom, pink. And now I'm independent. So that means if I go to my polling place today, I got to register as whoever I'm going to vote for that party, right?
Right. I mean, these are intra-party fights. These are Democrats selecting who they want to be their nominees,
okay.
Republicans
okay.
Electing who their nominees. So the fact that, you know, the independents and the unaffiliated voters out there, It's not their opinion for today. We'll wait for November to hear from everybody.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, Ben, by the way, so what is Jack Cittarelli, and we're hearing the ads on the station, of course, and I know Jack, you know Jack, running for governor, and he's against Harsh Singh, who, and Harsh is a nice guy, but is that closer than we think it is, that vote, that primary right there?
Look, I think it's clear. We fully expect that Jack Cittarelli is going to win. I don't think it's going to be particularly close, and I don't think 48 hours from now anyone's going to care about how close it was. Jack Cittarelli is going to be the Republican nominee running against Bill Murphy, and the Republican Party in New Jersey is going to rally around him. So even if somebody like Harsh Singh or Phil Rizzo, who are the two leading candidates who are running against Cittarelli for the Republican nomination, even if they got 20% of vote each, even a little bit more, it really wouldn't matter because this is a winner-take-all kind of situation. So whoever is on top is the one who gets to carry the party banner.
Yeah, you know what? And an independent couldn't win, though, because we always think about it. They go, Joe, you're going to run? I tell you what I would love to do, and this is just you and I talking, Dr. Ben. I would love to just go in as an independent, say what you want, how you want. They would nail you. They would go against. But you just – because people are just sick of the party line, you know? And but in New Jersey, an independent could never win because the way – and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Ben, you know best – but the Republicans have their setup, and they do, and the Democrats especially have the tentacles and everything, and there's no room for an independent in Jersey, correct?
I wouldn't say there's no room, but running for governor in New Jersey is tough, it's expensive, and to do it without the backing of an organized party that has people at the grassroots level and all the different levels of party organization to support you.
Yeah.
That's a huge undertaking for just a person who says, I'm not part of either. You need a big organization to run in New Jersey, and therefore, because the Democrats and the Republicans are the two organizations, we see Democrats and Republicans getting elected.
All right, Dr. Ben Dworkin, kind enough to join us. Ben, we'll go right here. So if you got Jack Cittarelli, and he's running, a Republican, and you got Phil Murphy. Phil Murphy, very decent guy, nice guy. But, boy, people are upset. Tell me about, though, the approval ratings of Governor Murphy. They're still pretty high, yes?
They are. The most recent poll out of Rutgers said he's at 55% approval, which most politicians would love. I think Phil Murphy is getting high approval ratings largely because of his handling of the pandemic, which has not been perfect. I don't even think his biggest supporters would say that it's been perfect. But overall, the public has given him high marks for managing it. But
you haven't had
the kind of scandal that they had in New York where they were lying about numbers. And generally, he's been out there. You've seen him. He hasn't been hidden. He's not cloistered behind somebody. So the public is generally giving him a pass for the screw-ups that might have happened in the first 4-6 months of the pandemic when everyone was trying to figure out what to do. You can't have those kinds of mistakes today. But, for the most part, they're giving him high grades, and that means he has a generally high approval rate.
But
and now the economy's coming back, and that helps.
But she shut down businesses. They fine businesses. They use law enforcement. People are ticked off at Governor Murphy. By the way, I have to emphasize again, and I got into such trouble because John Bramnick, Leader Bramnick, who's a personal friend and a great guy, down in the assembly, and Robert Auth is joining us. So we stay in touch, and we appreciate you joining us, Ben, because it's such a big population.
Sure.
And so John goes, come on over to the house, John Bramnick goes. I go, all right, come on to the house. Who's going to be at that? Well, a bunch of comedians, and then the governor may show up. So I walk in, and now there's Governor Murphy, and who I like as a person, a very much nice guy. Hey, Governor, how are you? And I joked. I walked. I stopped. Mask? No mask. What are we doing? Governor, what are we doing? I joked like everybody laughed, and it was a nice moment. And Dick Cody was there. Mm-hmm. Dick Cody and I are friends. And Dick, and we joked around. And it was okay. But boy, did we get vilified. You showed up where the governor was. Oh, my God, Joe, how could you do that? You get, and all that hate, it's just got to stop, you know? I mean, you got to just put it aside. I wonder what this Chitterelli-Murphy race is going to be like. Would you suggest to Jack that maybe he pulls back a little bit and just goes on issues as opposed to personal attacks?
Well, I don't think Jack's the kind of guy who's going to go on personal attacks. They're going to go on their records. The governor's got a record. He's going to run on it. He's going to talk about the things that he wants to talk about, like raising the minimum wage and imposing a millionaire's tax, things that are pretty popular when you poll. And Jack Chitterelli is going to talk about affordability, and he's going to talk about taxes. And we'll have a classic, I think, in the end, Republican versus Democrat in New Jersey debate, where it really helps. And to be Phil Murphy right now, is that he's got a unified party. Jack Chitterelli is going to have to work on that. Phil Murphy's got a growing economy. He certainly has the money because he's independently wealthy if he needs to use it. And most importantly, you know, New Jersey voters are not laid out like a deck of playing cards where you got an even number of red cards and black cards. There are a lot more Democrats in New Jersey right now. I mean, a million more registered Democrats Republicans. Over 1 million more. And 12 years ago, that number was about 280,000, 290,000. So it's grown over the last decade or so. That really helps Phil Murphy as he heads into the fall.
Amazing. And 877-970-2999, because I know what you're thinking. You're listening to Dr. Ben Dworkin, Episcopal. I know what you're saying. And they get mad at Phil for, you know, giving free legal advice to folks that aren't even citizens of the state. And I understand all the issues, but they will come out in the campaign. And I think we'll see what happens. Sure. You know, and a shout out to this Rizzo kid is a good kid, you know, and her sing. But it does seem to be Jack's to lose. So we'll see what happens. And Ben, we'll stay. Thanks for the insight. Keep us posted on anything, and we always appreciate you joining us on the program, sir.
Always great to talk to you, Joe.
Thank you. I'll see you on the road, man. Dr. Ben Dworkin right there. Good guy, founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan University in Glassboro. Great school, by the way. A great school. And I know what you're thinking. And you can give us a call, and you could lambast whatever you're thinking. But I'm telling you, the facts are this. The state votes Democrat. And I don't care who's up. They're going to vote Democrat. And now, 55% at this point after this pandemic for Phil Murphy is huge. So, but Jack Chitterelli, I tell you, he's locked with all the what they call county chairs, and he's locked and loaded. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, and we'll know, of course, more tomorrow. 836, and give us a call, please. You're welcome to voice your opinion on the show. Howie Mandel, the one, the only, the legend, coming up next. Big Al is the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
77 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A retired police officer is dead, and another man is in stable condition after a shooting in Brooklyn. Cops say a 33-year-old man was in an argument with an 86-year-old man at Corner Pizza on Church Avenue and East 3rd Street in Kensington around 7:30 last night. That's when two retired law enforcement agents, one 57 years old, the other 52, confronted the situation, which had moved across the street. Investigators say the 52-year-old retired corrections officer fired a gun with the same bullet, fatally wounding the 57-year-old retired officer in the chest and striking the 33-year-old's arm. An investigation is ongoing. Names have not yet been released. Jersey City bringing back fireworks this 4th of July, just on a smaller scale. Mayor Steve Fulop announced yesterday that the annual tradition would return after it was put on pause last year at the height of the pandemic. This year's Freedom and Fireworks event will still be seen over the Hudson River, but unlike previous years, will not feature a performance from a big name. Fulop called this a big step towards normalcy. In sports, Nets obliterated the Bucks 125-86 in Game 2 in Brooklyn. Nets lead that series 2-0. Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau has been named the NBA's Coach of the Year. Islanders beat the Bruins in their playoff series 5-4, and the Isles are up 3-2. And former New York Giants head coach Jim Fossil has died of a heart attack in Las Vegas. He was 71 years old. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the FDR Drive North at Houston Street with an accident blocking one lane. We're still seeing delays. Harlem River Drive South getting down through the 120s. Also on the FDR Drive North in the 50s, it's a collision still working over there as well. LIE westbound pretty busy through Casino Boulevard. Eastbound LIE heavy at Little Neck Parkway with an accident cleared. Inbound GWB 20, inbound Lincoln Tunnel stall truck by the tolls 25 minutes in. Holland still 35 into town. 80 eastbound exit 35. Into Rockaway, getting reports of a collision there as well. Traffic is still slowing down for you as you head to the Garden State Parkway South exit 135. A car fire, two lanes blocked over there, and it's busy on 17 eastbound Alpha exit 130 in Monroe with an overturned vehicle. Palisades Parkway South exit 10 in New City, a collision there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help your business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Route 22 Toyota. Let me give you the number right off the bat, if I may. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. The state-of-the-art service center is spectacular. Alex Kinsella, the whole team is there. They're staying safe, wearing masks, still adhering to the CDC guidelines. But when you get to the showroom, oh, this beautiful showroom there. You get, for qualified buyers, you get these great deals. When I tell you 0% interest up to 5 years, how about that? When I tell you 0% interest or zero down leases and on a brand spanking new Toyota, are you kidding me? Here's the number for Route 22 Toyota. As for Alex Kinsella, you know what? Or just, you know, this is Iggy Giuffre's place, but this is, he's the owner, my buddy Iggy. But Alex and the team are so great. You don't have to deal with dummies. And when I tell you, my family goes down there, Al goes down there, my friends go down there to Route 22 Toyota. Every single one to a person loves Route 22 Toyota. And you know what? You will too. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. 9949, Route 22 Toyota, and it's right there, conveniently located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu Emu and Doug.
And we're back with Limu Emu and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's talk about Trinitas Regional Medical Center, if I may, before we go to Howie, okay? The ER is where you go in a crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place. I love that it serves the Elizabeth and Union County communities. The best news is Trinitas renovated their ER. It's spectacular. You got to see it. We're talking to my buddy Russ. He knows what a hypochondriac I am. I was in my glory. I toured the emergency room, and they could do anything over there. They doubled the number of treatment rooms, added state-of-the-art technology, created separate private areas for families and for seniors, and they honored my friend, the CEO of Trinitas, by naming it the Gary S. Horan Emergency Department. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I know. I've met the people there. I've been there. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You can go to TrinitasRMC.org today. It's TrinitasRMC.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. Oh, I'm so excited. Howie Mandel. Howie is like a national treasure. You know, he's a judge on America's Got Talent, executive producer and host of the CNBC game show Deal or No Deal, also co-host Animals Doing Things with his son Alex on Nat Geo Wild, and he is a, I know Howie from the comedy clubs all those years ago, kind enough to join us on the radio, with great respect and love, Howie, bringing you to the airwaves. How are you, Howie Mandel?
Not too bad, Joe Piscopo. How you doing?
You know what? I can't. How do you keep? I'm doing great by the grace of God, Howie. We're doing great. We're having fun on the radio. How do you do all that you're doing? Every time I'm exhausted looking at what you're doing the whole time, and then I'm always complaining. Oh, I'm doing too much. God bless you. You're working with your son and everything. How do you manage your time, my friend?
How do I manage my time?
Yes.
I don't really. I haven't been managing my time. I'm up really early in the morning calling radio shows, so I have no time to sleep. I haven't managed my sleep is what I haven't managed.
You got up to a call. Listen, we appreciate it. Hey, Howie, the new season of America's Got Talent, what do we have to look forward to on this show? I mean, there's some great talent that comes out.
Oh, you know what? First of all, this is our 16th season.
Wow.
And, you know, Simon is back, no pun intended. His back is back. And we're all back. It's me, Sophia Vergara, Heidi Klum, and Terry Crews hosting. And you know what? After the year that we've all been through, it's just I think that AGT is the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you're watching people like you and me who have hopes and dreams, have been cooped up for a year, who've been practicing and learning things like that they never tried before, and they just explode onto the stage. So it's just the excitement of seeing people in person, being in front of a live audience. You know, changing their lives is brighter and hotter than it has ever been. And we're seeing acts like we've never seen before, you know, doing things that we've never seen before. It's just emotional, exciting, fun, and I hope everybody tunes in Tuesday nights, NBC.
We will, Howie. And, you know, Sal the Voice Valentinetti is a buddy. Sometimes I go out with these kids, you know. They are truly talented. And Sal the Voice doing the Frank Sinatra thing, I saw this kid on stage. It's unbelievable. But, and you know, you and I have been around for a while. When they first step on stage, Howie Mandel, on America's Got Talent, can you tell immediately how you're going to vote, whether the person has it or not? Or do you have to, or do you watch them through? But your instinct must.
You know, I don't really give it any real thought as much as emotion. You know, in that moment when somebody steps on stage, and I love, like, Sal is like a guy. I didn't know what he was going to do, and then he's got, like, that voice of silk. You know, the thing is that I love those moments that surprise me. You know, and when I'm surprised and when I'm moved without giving it too much thought, it's like the audience. An audience doesn't really go in and judge. An audience goes in and reacts. And I like to be like an audience and just see if that reaction comes. And when that reaction comes, you know, I'm the first one to, like, scream, applaud, hit the golden buzzer, say you're moving on, you know, whatever I can do. It's just exciting. Yeah. I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world that has the best seat at the best show in America right now.
You do, and don't forget, you know, as an entertainer who came up in the era of variety and talk shows like Merv Griffin, like Johnny Carson, I mean, here you are now. You're the gatekeeper who can open the door to all this young talent. That's a great feeling, Howie.
I don't feel like I really am a gatekeeper or anything, but I feel like I got a great seat at the gate, you know, the closest to the gate. You know, ultimately, it's the audience that makes the decision. Even if I love something, you know, if the audience doesn't love it as much as me, then they don't go on and end up with a career. And what's really exciting for me is if you drive down the strip in Las Vegas now, just about every billboard, if not every other billboard, is somebody that was on. They didn't necessarily win, but it was somebody that started their career on America's Got Talent.
You know, Howie, I'll let you go, too, because I know you're on a time limit here, but I got to tell you how much I admire your contact with the audience on social media. You're kind and you're open and you're welcoming because people love you, man, and that's so nice.
Thank you, buddy. Well, I love you, Joe. Just keep it up. Stay healthy.
Yeah, man, that's the main thing. That's the main thing. Howie Mandel, keep up the awesome work that you're doing. We love watching you, and we love you, my friend, and we'll be watching America's Got Talent.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Bye-bye.
Take care. Howie Mandel right there with Joe Piscopo right here on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie Duhame standing by with traffic. But before we go to Debbie, I got to tell you, I hesitated. Now, again, when Howie calls in, right, and I've known him. I could think of comic relief backstage with Howie Mandel. And remember when he put the glove over his head, he would blow it up, and it would, like, the glove would expand. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And it was wild Howie, right? So, but I wanted to talk to him about, and I guarded myself because I didn't want to go there, because I'm sure he's sick of hearing about hypochondriac, being a hypochondriac, me being a germaphobe, right? I didn't want to go there. And I'm so proud of myself for not going there. Howie, when he said, kids, stay healthy just now, you stay healthy. Hey, by the way, how you doing? No, I'm not going there. That was a great, great chat. Thank you, Joe, for setting that
You're
up.
Welcome.
That was great to talk to Howie. And he is a very,
very
decent
cathartic
man, a family guy, and he's great. And you know what? He is great on social media. He gets right back to the people, and everybody loves him, and it's positive like that. But I was dying to just go, so really, are you like that, too? Did you wear gloves during the whole pandemic? Was it really bad?
I had read somewhere that when his family gets sick, or his kids got sick or his wife got sick, he would stay elsewhere just to avoid getting sick. I mean,
nowadays you had to do that kind of.
You could build a bunker on your property.
Why do you think Joe has two houses? He can, okay, you guys go to the one, I go to the other.
Does he have two? I didn't know.
Please. Yes, and every exit, just for my children.
Exactly.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 8:49 right now. Debbie is out there on the roads. Hi, Debbie. Mm-hmm. How you doing? Just a morning. You go out and about. You never worry about getting germs or someone coughing or anything. You're not aware, nor do you worry about that. Correct?
No, I don't worry because I figure, you know what? It's the exposure actually gives you immunity to all those germs.
Are so right. That's exactly right. Yep. I'm like the guy that worries about it with the gloves.
Even though you've pandemic, got the hazmat I should put suit on.
I put goggles on. Remember, I'd go to the supermarket in the beginning of the pandemic. I had goggles on, right?
Yes.
Just God forbid someone looked at me and they couldn't look. I go, look at it. I'll catch it if you look at me. And then, oh my God. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Your pal Crazy Joe on the radio, 10 before 9. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on 17. 17 slowing down eastbound, getting out toward exit 130 in Monroe. It's an overturned vehicle. That's what's causing the delay in the westbound side of 17 through Monroe. Emergency activity because of the eastbound accident. It's busy as well on the Palisades Parkway, heading south exit 10 into New City with a collision there as well. Problems now on 124 getting into 287 in Madison. It looks like an accident with the down traffic signal. Traffic is still slowing down as you head to 80 east at 35 out toward Rockaway with an accident cleared. Inbound GWB 15 Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 25, a stalled truck by the tolls. The inbound Holland, that's still 25 to 30. It's still busy as you take a ride over to the FDR Drive North at Houston Street with an accident. Then in the 50s, it's a collision being cleared. 48th Street by 6th Avenue closed, glass falling from a building. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness, to professional development, to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Sebastian Gorka here. The Biden-Harris administration is governing through an unprecedented number of executive orders. We have a good idea of what their agenda means for the country and for your finances. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. There's even talk of a digital wallet currency and a so-called Great Reset. With massive new spending programs, the Fed is printing money even faster than before. This will likely cause the dollar to fall and gold prices to rise. That's why it's never been been more important to own physical gold and silver, and the dealer I trust to do business with is veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. The experts at Midas Gold can even help you convert a portion of your IRA into physical gold and silver to stabilize your portfolio against the coming storm. Call Midas Gold Group for their guide to owning bullion and coins today. 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653 or MidasGoldGroup.com.
Joe on the radio. I got 10 million. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. May I tell you about St. James Health? St. James Health is a community health center located in the East Ward and West Ward of Newark, New Jersey. I'm so pumped to tell you about Newark. Because I heard about it as a kid, you know, and then we moved to like Belleville and Bloomfield. And if you're from outside the area, that was the neighborhood, man. And it was in, and all the family, they all came from Italy and they went to Newark, New Jersey. Yeah, and that was my Broadway and Market Street. My pop would tell me that was the center of the universe. Oh, they would see all the acts in Newark, you know. Then you got a great organization like St. James Health in there, bringing comprehensive primary care to the community, you know, in a setting that is comfortable and accommodating to all visitors of St. James Health, regardless of their ability to pay. Two locations serving the Newark community, 228 Lafayette Street, 332 South 8th Street. St. James Health has served just over 3,800 patients in 2019, and saw over 17,000 patients due to COVID in 2020. You know, they've given out over 22,000 COVID-19 vaccine shots through May. All services are currently offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, accepting all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as self-pay. Here's the number, 973-789-8111. It's 973-789-8111, with services including adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, mental health, and COVID services. Visit, please, stjameshealth.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is the man. He's coming up at 10:05.
Happy Tuesday. How are you, Mr. Piscopo?
Mr. Gallagher, I'm doing great. Walking down the hallway. Were you in? I must have missed you. Yes, I'm walking down the hallway. You sound better than ever, brother. I got to
Well, we're on fire. I mean, and you know, because I'm lifted up by our listeners, Joe, and you get it every morning, and I get it. You know, there's a pushback. Tell me you heard about the New York Times MSNBC reporter Mara Gay complaining about flags. American flags on Long Island. Have you heard this?
No.
Joe, it is time that we start. Listen to this. This was Mara Gay, New York Times, MSNBC. Let me play the clip for you real quick. She was on Morning Joe yesterday, you know, and I don't watch it because I'm listening to Joe Piscopo. But here's Mara Gay with Morning Joe and Mika. Check this out. Now, first of all, she's already grumpy because she had to leave the Upper West Side to go out to Long Island. You know, she had to schlep it with the little people on Long Island. Listen to this, Mr. Piscopo.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
Joe, it's time we stop pretending that's normal. Tell me she doesn't hate America. How could you defend her as loving this country? That's a reporter for the New York Times and MSNBC, Joe. This is what
why do they hate us? Why is there such hate? And there is a hate, and is a concerted takedown of America, my friend.
It's a destruction. It's an attempted destruction of this country that we cannot allow. And I was so proud to see flags everywhere on Long Island, in Texas, in Florida.
Exactly.
But to a New York Times reporter, it's disturbing. You know what? You're disturbing, Mara Gay. Frankly, this is a disturbing point of view from somebody like her on the left.
It sounds like a disturbed person that's going to do something like that. Absolutely. Not figure it out. Mike, we'll be listening. But yeah, I love that you're fired up. But you know what I love about you? You're so pragmatic. You lay out the case, and you make it, and it's friendly, and it's. I always say you're a compassionate conservative, and we love you for that, Mike Gallagher.
Well, our compassionate listeners just donated nearly $250,000 to our Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign. Joe, we're sending over 1,100 kids to summer camp who are the black and brown and white sons and daughters of prisoners. Right. God bless our listeners.
God bless you, Mike Gallagher. We'll be listening.
Take care, buddy.
10:05 right there. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how are we doing weather-wise for the rest of the day, my friend?
We're going to be quite warm and humid again today, approaching 90 in the city, sun and building clouds. Watch out for some thunderstorms, some heavy thunderstorms at that this afternoon and this evening, and then things quiet down, mid-70s overnight. 87 tomorrow, still a good afternoon, thunderstorm possibility, a bit cooler, less humid with some sun on Thursday, high 80.
All right, well done, Joe. Thank you. Robert Alton is going to join us from Jersey. Ken Cuccinelli, Louis Anderson on the show. You don't want to miss Legend Louis coming right back at you.